established columbarium use, we need a special land use permit, which is granted from the mayor and council. The request was made last fall. It has gone through the process. It first went to the community council, where the applicant spoke and a couple of concerned neighbors spoke. The project was received favorably, and the community council voted 5-0 to approve. It next went to the planning commission in December, where a couple of more of the neighbors spoke about some issues related to All Saints Catholic Church in general. I won't say necessarily it was directly related to the proposal in front of you this evening, but they spoke about stormwater management off of the site during the rain event, as well as parking around the surrounding neighborhoods during peak traffic at the church. So following the idea that staff bring to you some information related to the request, as well as the All Saints Catholic Church holding a neighborhood meeting with neighbors on Sandell and Cedar Chase, Planning Commission voted unanimously in favor to recommend establishing the columbarium. Staff supports the idea of the columbarium as it being usual and customary, and we don't anticipate there'll be a great increase on either public facilities, traffic, or necessarily a stormwater impact. However, there will be some appreciable amount of impact on stormwater, so we would like to see their improvements be made consistent with Georgia stormwater management. Commissioner Bob Lunston asked at the Planning Commission meeting that we create for you a report on stormwater runoff impact, and that's included tonight in your packet. It begins probably around page 7 of this item. You should see that there's a map on one side and then some comments on the other. Mr. Lunston also asked that the All Saints Catholic Church meet with the neighbors on Sandell and Cedar Chase to discuss the request. That meeting occurred on December the 16th, and we have some notes also attached in your packet from Mr. Carl Trevathan, who's one of the applicant's assigns. He made some notes about the comments that were raised. And then lastly, staff was to provide the mayor and city council a report investigating no parking signs placed on Sandell Drive, Sandell Way, and Cedar Chase. To not put too fine a point on it, we found that we can place some no parking signs on Sandell Way near its northern terminus for some public safety issues as far as vehicles turning around. But Sandell Drive and Cedar Chase, part of the city code maintains that we have to have a public safety interest before we can place no parking signs on streets. We have yet have not been able to determine a tangible public safety nexus between the events of the church and those streets. I don't necessarily recommend no parking signs on those streets, but for the north end of Sandell Way, we can. So, in short, staff supports the request and is available for any of your questions.
Okay, questions for Howard in regard? Robert?
Yeah, we're still new at this, so it's really a procedural question more than anything else.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to support their application, but with the condition that the stormwater improvements that you all described are in fact implemented within some reasonable period of time. So two questions. What's a reasonable period of time, and what recourse do we have if we grant it and they don't make those improvements in that reasonable period of time?
I think to answer the first question, the reasonable period of time, they'll have to institute the improvements as a function of construction.
Okay.
So it'll happen at the time that they implement the project. If they didn't implement the project, then they wouldn't necessarily be required to. Our recourse for them not installing it would be either not to let permits or not to let a certificate of occupation, which they would both need.
Okay, other questions for Howard? Yes, Danny. I don't know. When I was at the Planning Commission meeting, a couple of folks had spoke up when they were talking about water runoff. It had nothing to do with the project. They were talking about something in the past. I think there were two folks here. Is that something that you can apply to this? You know, can you go back and say, well, you know, we're getting water down here, and before we let you build that, even though it doesn't affect the water?
Exactly. My research, and I looked into this exact issue, when my research has shown that there needs to be a rational nexus between the conditions you appropriate to this request and the request itself. We can condition them to make sure that all the stormwater management is taken care of as a function of this project as well before the institution of this project. But a lot of the issues that are associated with the stormwater management on this site have, we'll say, popped up incrementally over the past 30 years or more as they add one more building or a little bit more parking or change a little bit of grading. So I would caution you against making them contain all their stormwater for the entire site as a function of this application.
Right. Thanks, Howard. Any other questions for Howard? I firmly believe that any stormwater condition that they are bringing up because of this project should be handled.
Yes. As a function of this project? Absolutely.
Okay. Robert?
That's all right.
And I think we might be able to entice them a little bit to look at some of their past history also.
Yeah, I was keying in on the sentence in the report that says the site is in need of, the site is in need of improvements to its stormwater management to compensate for the addition of the columbarium project. So, again, if we approve this tonight with that proviso, are those improvements sufficiently detailed that the church could follow that? And that we could validate that and be satisfied that they had done what we needed them to do.
Yes, okay. We can. Absolutely. We'll be able to get that from an environmental report that will come in on their engineered drawings.
Right. In the measure of full disclosure, I'm a member of All Saints Catholic Church. I'm a member of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. And I was also a member of the Long Range Planning Committee that put this thing forward. And I will be recusing myself when we vote on this at the next meeting. But I did want to make a couple of comments. I hope that we get support on this. I think it's something that's needed by this church and our community. And this church has been a good steward and a very good neighbor to our community. And I know of no situation where they haven't done what they said they wanted to do.
Okay, any other questions for Howard? Yes, John?
I fall in the same category in the sense that I'm a parishioner at All Saints Catholic Church. And I'd like to ask our attorney, do I need to recluse myself? I have no financial dealings with the city. It is just my place of worship.
If you have not been directly involved in the planning and you're just a practitioner and you've got no financial interest in the matter, you would not have to recluse yourself.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions for Howard or staff? All right, go ahead.
Yes, Howard. Well, I guess I can address this later, but I have had one neighbor in that area contact me about problems that they've had with erosion. So I am going to contact you about that because I need to see if that can be addressed.
Great.
Okay, wonderful. We'll move on. Thank you, Howard. And with that, I'm going to open the public comment. And anybody that wishes, we're going to do this, just explain those of you that are new to this, which is probably everybody. I'm going to have everybody up that wishes to speak in favor of this. And that time allotted maximum, Mr. City Attorney, is what, 15 minutes? Is that correct?
10 per side.
And then I'll start asking you, Lenny, instead of this guy. okay, 10 minutes per side. After I ask for everybody that wishes to speak in favor, again, that's 10 minutes maximum per side, not per person. And then we'll ask, I'll ask anybody that wishes to speak against this application. With that, do we need to vote on this, don't we? To open up or no? I can just, without objection, I'll be right, thank you. All right, public comments are open. Again, I'm going to ask anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this, please make your way to the podium. Yes, Warren?
Yeah, I think it would be appropriate to see if the applicant would like to speak first.
Absolutely, thank you. The applicant, I think, yes.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Carl Trevathan, and I work for the Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta, whose Archbishop is the owner of the All Saints property. My group submitted the application. The notes that I have tonight have kind of been already shared with you by Mr. Kuntz, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about those. I do want to say that the church's motivation in constructing this columbarium is to provide a permanent resting place for loved ones on the church property, addressing one of the top three issues indicated in a recent survey of the church members. And we also want you to note that columbariums are environmentally friendly. as they reduce the amount of land needed for burials, and the traditional grave sites are expensive, and columbariums provide an economic sense for this reason. We did have, in response to some comments in recent in other meetings from neighbors, we did have a neighborhood discussion. We invited, I think it was 64 adjacent property owners. We did have three that came, and I did. That's three property owners that were actually, in some cases, dual members from a property. We discussed security, the potential for vandalism, which we think there is none, property values, the portability, if All Saints were to, if the All Saints property were to be sold by the Archbishop, which is very, very unlikely to occur, but if it is, there's not going to be a portability issue with this, and that there is no traffic control, as this would be rarely visited by members during off-peak hours, but and would also be a part of funeral services, which would already be scheduled on the property, and the traffic controls would be implemented as they would normally be during that kind of a service. The project net is less than 5,000 square feet of total impervious area addition to the campus, which is a minimal impact to stormwater management, but we have all at all times maintained that we will follow all of the regulations that are required for this project addressing stormwater management. I have not seen the reports that are before you that the city engineers has provided, but certainly we would like every opportunity to discuss those with you at any point during the time that we're going for the permits to build this project, and would pledge to you that we would follow those requirements that are stipulated by our land disturbance permit prior to completing the project. And that's my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor, please make your way to the podium. A card is not necessary.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. My name is Jim Mahoney. I'm a resident of Dunwoody for 30 years and a member of All Saints Church. I ask you to approve this resolution. We have gone to the community council. They gave us unanimous approval. We went to the zoning board, the planning board. We had a meeting with the neighbors immediately adjacent to us. We were told 64, we sent out 64 invitations. I think we got about eight people there. Three were immediately there. People are concerned about parking, but they're concerned about parking on Sundays. This, you know, we don't usually have funerals on Sundays, so we wouldn't burden anyone on Sundays. The churches, they have been there for a little over 30 years. You know, it's there, and there's nothing we can do about the parking on Sunday. That's why the church is there, so people can go to church on Sunday. There is a precedent for columbariums in Dunwoody. Dunwoody Methodist Church has it, just about 2 miles down the road from our church. St. Luke's Presbyterian Church is about 1 mile down the road. We would like to have it because, frankly, we're getting to be an older community, as you can see, and we don't, most of us come from up north, can't go back up there and be buried. They have no more room. We need at least for us a final resting. I'm looking forward to buying this, and I ask you to approve it. And I've been appointed to the board that's going to manage this columbarium, and I'll give you my personal assurance as one of the members that whatever the city requires us to do about the water, we of course will do. We're not just trying to say, hey, we'll do what we want. We're not going to do what you say. Whatever you want us to do, of course we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor, please make your way to the podium.
My name is Dennis Crane. I've also lived in Dunwoody for 30 years or so, and know a good many of you and the people in the room. I'm a member of the church, and I want to, in that capacity, say that for those that haven't been there, this spot where this will be actually located is as dead center as you possibly can get in the middle of, what is it, 12 or 13 acres. And in fact, if you tried to see anyone standing and look, there was visiting and praying to, or, you know, whatever, with their loved one, you wouldn't be visible by anyone anywhere because it's totally out of sight of all of the immediate owners. And the engineering things have been well taken care of by staff and others. But I just wanted to say, as an actual impact, it's about as limited, if any, impact whatsoever beyond what the church already has, and a very, very valuable source. I hope it can go through.
Thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor? Please make your way to the podium.
I'm Bob Lutz, I'm on the Planning Commission, so I'm not speaking for or against, but just a point or a question I have of the board, of the council. The zoning matter or SLUP request, any change into the zoning code, it's usually appropriate to have the applicant make a full presentation to the city council with boards and what the maps look like and what the diagrams look like, because right now you're having public comment going on, and I would say for the most part, anybody who's not involved with All Saints or doesn't serve on the economics committee at the college is already gone. I mean, they have no idea what's being talked about. So that's number one. I think there needs to be an official presentation to this board of what the project is, what the impact is, then have staff recommendation whether for or against what's taking place and the water information we ask for and additional parking information that we ask for and whatnot. And then you have the rest of the time for the applicant being spoken for by supporters. And I have the same amount of time then dedicated to anybody who's speaking in opposition. Because right now, no one knows what you're talking about who hasn't been involved in this process before. They haven't seen it. Second point of order for my dear friend, Councilman Ross. If you're going to recuse yourself, and I'm not quite sure why there's two readings of this ordinance, but if you're going to recuse yourself for the vote, then you should recuse yourself at the beginning of the hearing and not make a comment to the board and the public that we hope we pass this thing. Because now you really haven't recused yourself. You've gone on record that you're in favor of an application. And that's the purpose of recusal, is to take you out of the argument in its entirety. So I would just suggest that change.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Munson. Did anybody else wish to speak in favor of this application? I see that there's none. Anybody that wishes to speak against this application, please make your way to the podium.
Hello, my name is Tish Herrick, and I've been a member of Dunwoody for over 30 years, I hate to say. The runoff is the big problem. I hear the engineer, or whatever it is, talking about we're going to take care of the little bit that we do. The runoff is a problem. They have consistently paved and paved and paved. The runoff comes off. It used to be a little trickle handling the natural spring runoff that comes down off of the woods. But since they paved it all, we have a funnel of water. You only have to go through Kingsley to see all of the riprap rocks. And what happens is someone like me, who's paid to have so many loads of this stuff laid down, has made it worse for the people below me because they get the run of water. I have the big rocks. I've paid $300 every time I have a load dumped. And the end-all problem of this is their runoff erodes the entire stream beds all the way down to Kingsley Lake, causing it to silt in, and then the Kingsley Lake people have to pay to have it dredged out. And I think they have a responsibility as a Catholic Church, having done this problem and having created this problem, to cure it. Not to say, oh, we're going to take care of that little bit of stone we're going to put down there with the columbarium. I don't care if you bury people up there. It doesn't bother me a bit. But I do care that you don't take care of the problem that you started. I talked to the Monsignor in 1983. His engineer was there. The Monsignor agreed it was a problem. And you haven't done anything about it. And erosion doesn't stay the same. It gets worse and worse and worse. The area in back of the church on the left side as you're facing your church has an area that used to be this wide. It is now from there to here, and it's like 8 feet, 9 feet tall. Can you imagine what the erosion has done? And it's not going to get better. It just keeps eroding and eroding and eroding. The force of the water is so strong that my rocks that are like this will be moved from here all the way down, feet. And I'll pick them up and I'll take them and put them back. Something has to be done to correct the problems that the church has created before they do more construction. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wishes to speak against this application, please make your way to the podium.
Hello, my name is Scott Osborne.
Hello.
I don't really think the water is generated by the church more than by God himself. And as the water travels from one person's property to another, doesn't Georgia law state that that's that other property owner's problem?
No, impervious.
Okay, all right, this isn't a Q&A. Anybody else wishes to speak against this application, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, I'm going to close this public hearing. Without objection, thank you. All right, we'll move to Rainier Ready Sharon, first read.
Yeah. An ordinance to amend the City of Dunwoody zoning map for zoning conditions of lot parcel number 18373-02-002 in consideration of special land use permit 09-101 for 2443 Mount Vernon Road, Dunwoody, Georgia, 30338.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. All right, seeing this is a first read, any internal discussion? John, you grab your mic.
Yeah, I attended the meeting with the residents, several of which who I see here in the room. Many of the comments the church has already addressed in the sense of the stormwater, in the sense of the no parking at the back of the on Sandell Way. I think the church is trying to be a good neighbor, as far as I can tell. The stormwater is a new one in the sense of how bad it's gotten over time. But I think from the issues that have been raised for this specific point, for this specific amount of stormwater, it's going to be taken care of, as far as I can tell, by the church and the meetings that I attended with them and the residents nearby.
All right, any other discussion on that? All right, great. We're moving on. Sharon, item three, when you're ready.
A resolution adopting and approving the fee for one-time Sunday sales alcohol license.
And then we accept the resolution as written. We have a motion from General Shortle, second from Mr. Taylor, second on that. I just think that the folks that apply for it thinks that the fee is fair. And the other thing is they're happy with it. I think on the city side, Juan, would you comment? Are we happy on the staff side of it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Yeah, I think the fee is high. We'll leave it where it is for right now, but I'd love to come back and address the size of the fee at a future date.
All right, David, any other discussion on this? Seeing that there's not all in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution passes. Sharon, when you're ready.
An ordinance amending Chapter 17 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances adding provisions for regulation of motorized cars.
Okay, it's first read. I'll take first comment on this, let everybody know. We're probably going to delay, I'm pretty sure we might delay second read. The Sustainability Commission is going to look at this. I got an email from the chair, and I think that's a good idea that I inadvertently has left out my process. So I'd be glad to have them take a look. I'm going to ask that they get us back comments before next Monday, but aside from that, that's my only comment. Robert?
Yeah, I got some of those same concerns that you got over the last couple of days, and they centered around the provisions in this ordinance that allowed for gasoline-powered golf carts, and I agree with them. I think we made a mistake by allowing them, but putting in a lot of restrictions. I think we'd be better off not allowing them. And so I'd suggest that when we come back and talk about this next week, that either we have that taken out, or we have two versions so that we can either vote an amendment that says, here's one with gasoline golf carts and here's one without. But I would suggest that perhaps having gasoline golf cart, at least in part, defeats part of the purpose of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to ask that we defer this second read until which time is the Community Council or the Sustainability Commission has time to meet. There's no rush. We have a number of weeks that can pass between a first read and a second read. I would like to have them meet on it, give their recommendations, and mark up our draft so it could be then re-vetted to the community for a second read.
Agreed.
That would be my suggestion.
Good. Thank you, John.
I second what John's got to say. I don't think, I know we all have to get things done, I understand, Mr. Mayor, but I think in this case, we'd be more, it'd be more beneficial for all of us on both sides if we let them take a good thorough look at it. There's some other people that are volunteered to be on this and help out, so let's let them do their due diligence and then come back to us.
Very great. Thanks. Any other comment on that? All right, we're going to move on to number five.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm here to talk about the stormwater inventory that we've requested. We've got an RFP, and we received 19 proposals in response to that RFP. That request for proposal included doing a stream water map for the city, and then doing a 40% of the city stormwater inventory of all the structures. And we recommend that we use Terramark land surveying to do that inventory. And I've got additional information there in the memo, but I'd be glad to answer any questions that y'all may have.
Okay, Robert?
Yeah. When we talked about this at the last meeting, I asked for information on what the other bids were. Were we looking at the low bid? If not, how much was the difference? Can you fill us in on the decision to use these guys versus the other vendors?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Ron, we rated all 19. I had the committee scored each one of them separately, and cost was a factor in that scoring. The top three separation was less than a point. And so we had to use our judgment. I mean, we've selected the one that scored the highest. And based on that, I mean, we also looked at cost. And the cost between the top three, and I just picked a number, if we found 3,000 structures in this 40% of the city, the cost difference between the top three is less than $6,000. So I felt like, with the recommendation of the committee, there were only two of the 19 firms that got unanimous approval from each member of the committee. Now, that's not the only reason to select them, but one of those is the firm that we selected. Another one ruled themselves out because of their per-unit cost. Their per-structure cost was so high, we couldn't select them, even though their experience and qualifications were there. Does that answer your question?
No, it really doesn't.
Okay. Right?
So I understand that cost was a factor in your grading system.
Yes, sir.
And I understand that for purchases of $50,000 or less, you guys have the discretion of how you put those scoring sheets together and how you weight the various things. But when this goes over $50,000, it's now up to us to make that decision. And in order to make that decision, we ought to have full information about all the leading contenders. And it's not good enough for you to say, well, these folks were the best, so we recommend them either vote yes for this, or there's no alternative. So, as a process thing, if you're going to ask us for approval, we ought to have the various alternatives laid out to us much more clearly than you have laid this out. Now, I don't know whether these are good folks or not, and I don't know whether $99,000 is a good price or not. So I'm going to vote against it because I don't know. But again, I think the issue is that when it's over $50,000, you need to provide us with more information about the vendors and their and the specifics of their bids.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions? Yes, Danny.
I just think Robert does bring up a point. But also I think there is a point confidence, and if you will, relying on your staff to come forth with the good information. And, I think that point is reached here. I think they did the due diligence. They looked at, they had 19 bids. We were only looking at two bids. I think we really have a problem here. But they had 19 bids. I guess the question I would ask, and it's a very simple question I ask you just about every time, is anybody with the Terramark company related to anybody in the city of Dunwoody staff or city council?
No, sir.
Okay. Does anybody have any relatives that work for them?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Russell.
Do you have,
Humphries and Roberts are asking for with you tonight.
I do. Beds and yes, sir. And I believe those were emailed to you this past week.
I'm pretty good at checking my email. I might have missed it, but I'm... Did you get some? I post everything online. We can check.
Yeah, okay. All right, well...
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Tell me when you sent it.
I'd be amazed.
You want to go through all 19?
Can I have a quick look?
Sure.
No, he's got it.
We met on Tuesday. It was probably sent out late Wednesday or first thing Thursday.
It's not part of that. Yeah, it's not the back.
We didn't get that.
Yeah, it's not looking familiar.
We didn't get that.
Nope.
Last question. If we were to defer this for a meeting so that we had time to review this, would that put the city in any sort of a bind? Is there something that's urgent about this happening now? This will pass without my vote, so I'm not too concerned about it, but I'd love to look at it a little longer than 30 seconds.
There's no critical issue except that in the RFP, I set a deadline of July 1st to be complete with the inventory and have it to the city and QAQC. And I spoke with Terramark the week prior to our meeting last week, and they said they can still meet that deadline as long as we approve it today. Now, that's just the contractor talking, so if we need to delay it.
The issue from a timing standpoint is just that we did not receive the information that we need from the county on the GASB 34 issue, which is where we have to document our assets for our audit. So this would put us in position for next year's audit by doing 40% now and then the rest later. From a delay standpoint, I'm not sure that it kills us.
It's 2 weeks, right?
But certainly it would be better to move forward than not to, in our opinion.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Yes,
Tom. I put a lot of faith in our staff, but I still think, just a little bit of backup, like a spreadsheet with that criteria on it for anything else that comes before us like this is going to be a lot more helpful. Maybe the mayor got it, but maybe, I don't know the rest of us did. I'm willing to move forward basically putting faith in you guys, but a little bit of backup would avoid a whole lot of questions on this. I realize you got it here, we'll probably see it hopefully tonight in emails, just tonight.
Yeah, that might have been
a perfect difference
that sent to me. It was a single PDF attachment. I definitely got it, sorry, guys. I move we accept the stormwater contract. Okay, hold that thought for a minute. Any other questions for staff? And then we'll take that motion. All right. There's none. All right. We have a motion on second. Any discussion on this? Any further discussion? All right. Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Okay. That was 4-3 by my count. Is that accurate, Mr. City Attorney? Okay. This passes. All right, we're going to move on to the last public comment section. Is there any card?